All right, so let's go briefly here. We'll start down memory lane. How many people here remember Brother Talbot bringing a message about Lazarus having to put forth some effort after he died? Does anybody remember that? I've heard him bring the same message at least twice, and I figure you may have heard it if you lived there in Avapa there. We were in Pennsylvania, and there they go. So anyway, Lazarus had to put forth effort. And I remember that message that he brought due to the fact that I was actually in college at the time for my last degree, and I had to write a paper on it because I had to write a paper on a message that I heard from another church that wasn't my own church. They were trying to get me to get ideas from other churches. So I went to Pennsylvania, and he brought the message. Anyway, God did his part by raising up Lazarus, but then Lazarus had to put forth effort to come out, right? He didn't want to. He wanted to stay dead. He wanted to stay in heaven. But Lazarus had to do his part. It was a really good message, and I got a huge amount of notes on that message, but I'll never forget it. Well, we could ask God what he is doing for us in our situation. God, what are you doing? The situation you're going through, whether it's taxes, sickness, relationship, work, we could ask God, God, I have no clue what you're doing, but you can keep them for now. I found another one. But we should be also asking God, looking for ways to work with our Lord, right? I can sit there all day long and wait for the tax people to call me, but they're not going to call me. I have to put forth effort, and I've done a lot of research and talking to them. I'm getting ready to call them to find out what needs to be done. Whatever your situation may be, you need to work together with the Lord, one-on-one. We think about revival coming up this week. We can all pray, hey, Lord, send in souls. And we can wait all day long in the Lord, but he wants us to do a little bit of work ourselves. He wants us to invite people. I could say, Lord, send me a spouse all day long, but I have to do something about it, right? I have to comb my hair. I have to shave. I have to look nice, right? You have to do a little bit on your part. You have to make attractive the way. I have a friend who's very interested in getting married and getting a girlfriend, and he talked to me about this. And out of the blue, he said, you know what I need to do? And I said, what? He's like, I need to lose weight. So we're going to see, I'm going to see, I'm not going to tell you who it is, if there's a transformation, if there's a change, right? He has a desire, but he's going to have to make some changes. Same way it may be for you about some other situation, right? Maybe a job, maybe some schooling, maybe some friendships. But sometimes we have to do something ourselves. Lord, send me a job, lead me to the right job. There's a little difference in how you pray, how you talk to the Lord about it. Same way with adversity. So we need to put forth effort. God has a plan, but we need to put the action to it, right?
Right.
Yep. You can look at your school schedule on the first day of school and say, I did not want to go to welding class. And you can look at it all day long, and you don't go to welding class. But if you go in there and you meet the teacher, you greet him, let him know who you are, how your interest is, what your interest isn't. Maybe you can work together. You've got to put a plan on it. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. His plan is easier than you trying to figure it out on your own. And it doesn't get any easier. When you get to be my age, about 25, you can laugh. 35. You're going to find that it doesn't get much easier. You always want to figure things out on your own, right? As a parent, as an adult, as a teenager, as a four-year-old, you're going to want to do things on your own. It's hard to sit back and let the Lord help you, guide you. So the message tonight about workers together with the Lord, not for the Lord, but with the Lord. So 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, I have a few scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 3 kind of skipped ahead here because there's a lot that goes before it. But it says, we're laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. It goes on, I believe it says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. So if you actually went before verse 9, you'd find out that Paul planted the church there. Apollos watered the church, and then God gave the increase. So yesterday, we had some action going on here. And Brother Rob Bush, he was directing the action. And several people were spraying the roof. We heard some testimonies about this morning. So several were spraying the roof, and God, he was doing his part. He was protecting those on the roof, right? Because there was a lot of chances that things could have went south. So it was a lot of working together with the Lord. I'm going to hope that several of them prayed before they went up there. So, who can work together? Well, Christians under godly direction is what I'm thinking. Remember, if you remember in the Bible, how amazing the battles were in the book of the Old Testament. When Joshua and the Israelites went to battle, they stuck together. And when they would just destroy, utterly destroy everyone in their way because they were following the direction that God directed them. Joshua led them. But when they got sin in their camp, when they got sin and started doing things on their own, it started failing. Directions were not followed, and it was total disaster. And that is exactly who I think needs to work together. People who are Christians under godly direction. Why? Because if you start working together, you smash a finger or two, praise the Lord, or you start yelling and cursing, and you know all them people that throw things and yell. Sometimes it's tough to work together. So we're going to find out a little bit more about it. So who can work together with Christians? And what is the reason of working together? Why would we want to work together? Well, it's going to help lighten the load. I've brought in heavy peat packs before. I know Brother Strelecki had a backpack in here one time. But if you had multiple people, it would look kind of weird if multiple people carried one same backpack down the school hall or something. But you understand the load. Someone possibly could carry the piano out front. A couple of you are really strong. But if you had two of you carry it, it'd be a lot easier. Since we've got wheels on it, nobody has to carry it anymore. Brother Strelecki and I were talking before, young people, it's about moving the ping pong table. And if you've ever had to move the ping pong table, it's very awkward. And you got a couple people helping you. One can like hold the top left, one can hold the top right. It makes it so much easier. So it lightens the load. Encouraging each other. There was a brother who spoke Wednesday. Those of you that were here probably remember. But he was talking about encouraging each other. Did anybody happen to encourage someone this week? You don't have to tell me exactly what you did, but did nobody did. Oh. All right. He gave the chance last Wednesday, so let's do it. Invite someone, maybe text someone you haven't seen for a while. If you can't think of anybody, let me know and I'll tell you who has not been here for a while or who's struggling. Several of you did. Several of you visited Brother Miller yesterday.
Right. Amen.
He really liked that. Several of you visited Sister Henry, I believe. I did not go with that group. But I'm guessing she enjoyed it.
She did.
And Sister Cummings, the same thing. So working together encourages each other. If I went and I sang to Brother Miller, it would not be very encouraging. He probably would try to sing along with me to help. But since there was 30 or so of us there, it was very encouraging. It was very, sounded great. I'm trying to think what else he mentioned there on Wednesday night about texting people, calling people, reaching out. So my wife mentioned in a prayer request about a friend that's my age that's going through blood cancer. And I reached out to him and I texted him the other day and I just hey, let you know I'm going to talk to you. I'm thinking about you. He went to school. His son went to school with Heath, with Nolan. And he's been to church here before. But this is really serious. So hopefully through this illness, maybe he'll come to the Lord. I don't know. So why do we need to work together? A bigger impact.
Right.
Think about work day yesterday. If one person tried cleaning the whole entire roof, he probably would still be in one little spot, right? But a lot of people work together. I was in the paint crew, and that paint crew is going to last a long time. Those of you that helped paint previously, I know Brother CJ was there last week. It takes a long time, brother. Your dad was there too. You guys were working on the roof today, but yeah, he was there last week. I know Bo and Benji and others have been working there. But it's going to take a lot more painting in the dining hall. Why? We need a big impact. And if we have a lot of people there, it's going to be a better image, right?
Right.
The nurse stopped by when we was at Brother Miller's, and she looked in. She looked around, and then she left. If there was just one of us, she probably would have came right in. But it was a big impact. She saw a big group. And sure enough, she's talking about it. And it helps develop. A bigger group helps develop. Other people can learn. People can watch Brother Strzelecki, how he performs, how he acts. Brother Strzelecki, he's giving you guys the chance to develop, right? Like signing up for chairperson, song leader, piano player. Guess what? Sister Hannah won't be quite as nervous next time she does it. You get a little better and a little better. Did someone else sign you up? No, you did fine. And why do we need to work together? It supports those who are struggling, right? If I'm having a downtime, if you guys haven't seen me for a couple weeks in young people, you're like, where is Brother Chris at? Right? He hasn't been here in a while.
Right.
Man, I sure would like to see him. Wonder what's going on with him. Swing by my house, honk your horn. Look out there. What is he doing driving by my house? I'm about to find out. Go to church and ask him. All right. When do we need to work together? Think about that. So we've talked about working together. Who? Well, when? I was thinking about youth service on the first Wednesday of every month. What happens? Youth service, right. So, anybody thinking about speaking or a message or a song or maybe playing the piano, singing in the choir? Good opportunity to work together.
Right.
If we had a youth service and Brother Decker said, all right, we're going to have a youth service, and one person spoke, one person sang, one person directed the song, one person played the piano, it would not be very fulfilling. That we have a lot together, and it sounds really good when a trio, quartet, group sings together, or a solo, sounds great. And someone plays the piano and someone sings, it sounds wonderful. We talked about work day previously, but there's going to be more work day opportunities when we work together. It makes it much easier. You guys are great with the landscaping, with other projects that you do, power washing, mowing, weed eating. I even thought about the gospel trumpeter. Someone's spending a lot of time on preparing that. It's not me. Is it any of you? I don't know. Not yet. It will be soon, hopefully. You guys can put some input on it. It looks great. Brother is doing a really good job with that. I got a new printer, and I really like it. So when do we need to work together? We talked about visitation. We talked about that yesterday. We visited a lot of people yesterday. Made a big impact. But guess what? There were some people that were not there. And I noticed that. I'm like, man, I wish they would have been here. Oh. But we'll hopefully the next time we go, they'll be there. How about at camp meeting, right? Oh, man, he's the drink girl. He's the bus boy. He's the server. I've been waiting in his line for 3 hours, right? He's doing it all. He's back there cooking, too. But no, there's multiple people, right? There's many of you working. There's some of you doing things that go unseen. And guess what? You're needed just like the people who are out in front. The person who's doing the dirty work gets the same credit as the person who does the front man work in God's eyes. We had several activities during the youth revival, and we got to work together and different activities. You guys made the awesome little chalk murals, and I can't think what else you guys did. My mind's going everywhere right now. But you guys did work together. Same way with like a group project at school, right? If you guys did a group project and the teacher says, I want you four young men to work together, and you look at the other three and you're like, they can't do anything. Guess who's going to be doing it all? You, right? You know, they're just going to go and loaf. There's probably all of you have been on projects like that. Maybe you're the one who's doing the loafing. Hopefully not. But the same way it is with the working for the Lord. All of us cannot preach every service. All of us cannot sing every service. But we all work together. We support each other, right? We work together. We have lots of activities, thankfully. We have a very active youth group. So we do lots of things together that gets us a chance to spend time together. I'm almost done, so those of you that are nodding off because it's bedtime, I'll hurry up. All right, how do we work together? Well, we need to keep our spirit right. Oh, man, right now I'm going through something. Oh, I really want to get mad, but I can't. Patient with each other, right? Oh, it's so hard. She's my sister. He's my brother. It's so frustrating, right? Well, the same way it is around the children of God. Sometimes you spend a lot of time together. You do get frustrated. You do get upset. It's hard to forget. Very hard to forget. But you can forgive them. You can move on. You can be patient with each other. There's a few of you in here, all of you, that have flaws, right? I have flaws. You guys have to be patient with me. I really can't think of any, though. I'm kidding. But we all need to be patient with each other, right? We have to be patient with younger kids. Those of you that are older, who have younger siblings, you realize how annoying they could be. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and the 4-year-old is annoyed by his 2-year-old sister. I mean, it's only 2 years, but you can see, I know that you guys are going through things similar to that. Very annoying. I say, listen, you have to be patient. You have to be patient with the sibling. And we could go on for hours on that one, but I don't want to on patience. Patience. That's a big one. How about, we talked about forgiving others when something happens. I think a gentleman got up today at church and he asked people to pray for him. He'd given up his past. We've got to forgive him, right? Of what his past was. Support other people. That's a really good one. When I see some of you get up and play the piano at church, the steel, the bass, sing, right? I'm really proud of you and I want to support you and I want to encourage you to continue to do that. Hopefully, I'd like to see some saxophones and flutes and clarinets and drums and some other things join them. So hopefully this week we're going to have an orchestra, and I can't wait. I'm excited. So we need to support each other, right? Maybe it wasn't the best song in the world. Maybe it wasn't the best singer in the world, but you're like, I appreciate you putting forth the effort. Maybe say something encouraging. Brother Decker mentioned this morning that Brother Brewer, who passed away this morning, was a very big supporter of our pastor. I'm going to guess our pastor goes through a lot of non-supportive things. Does you know what I mean? You know what I mean? People probably say some things to him that are very critical and very hurtful. I don't know if it happens to Brother Strulecki yet, but people probably say things sometimes that hurt him, but I'm sure our pastor sees a lot. We need to support him, support each other. And last thought here about how do we work together? Love other people here, right? You look around the room here, like, man, I really love him. I know another brother on Wednesday night talked about hate. How easy it is to hate someone. You let that get in your heart, dislike them, and you let that grow into hate. But we need to work on love, being kind, preferring our brother, or preferring our sister. This morning in Sunday school, I taught a lesson about Lot and Abraham. You guys remember that? And Abraham said, Lot, what portion of land do you want? Our shepherds have been fighting. Our herdsmen have been fighting. He didn't prefer his brother. He said, I want the good stuff. I want this watered land down here on the right, down here by the water, down here by Sodom, down here by Gomorrah. And we found out that he should have preferred his brother. It's so easy to forget about love. All right. My last challenge to each one of you here tonight is stay close to God. Things are going to creep in to your life. It's going to be the devil. That's his job, is to get you guys to separate, to not come to youth activity, not work together. He wants you to think you can do it all. I think I can do it all. The other night, I loaded up a lawnmower by myself in the dark. That doesn't run, that had its brake stuck, because I'm stubborn. And my brother texted me the next day. He's like, you should have told me that you were doing that. He's like, I would have came over and helped you. And it would have been a lot easier. I could have done it in probably 5 minutes. Instead, I struggled with it probably for 2 hours. It was tough. It's tough. It sounds easy until you try doing it, but it was tough. So I want to challenge each one of you guys here tonight to stay close to God, right? Because there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things coming our way who are vying for our time, vying for our affections, whether it's a person, it's money, it's a job, it's a car, it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend. God delights in watching us work for him, right? He looks down. He saw you guys working yesterday. He's like, man, this is wonderful. Our pastor delights in it. Our pastor can no longer get up and power wash the roof. He cannot paint at church. But you know what? He's encouraged. He sees it. He was very appreciative of this morning. There's others in the same situation. I don't want to power wash the roof anymore at my age. And I appreciate all of you who that did that effort yesterday. I appreciate that. Right? And so I know I appreciate it. God appreciates it. And I want you guys to put aside the complaining, the laziness, just sleeping in bed for another hour, slothfulness, disobedience, right? Brother Strzelecki mentioned something, our leader mentioned something, and you guys completely disobey him. Oh, it's going to break up the whole effort. Rebellion. Any guys in here rebellious tonight? You don't have to raise your hand, because I know some of you are. Your parents tell you not to do something, you do it. Maybe not anymore, but you have at some point in your life. I really would appreciate that you would not listen to that, and I would appreciate you not saying that, and the next thing you know, you're saying it, you're listening to it, you're doing what they just ask you not to, right? You may not think it's rebellion, but it is disobedience to some degree, and you're like, I apologize, I'm sorry about that. Non-cooperation, we'll call it that. Keep conversation as it becometh the gospel of Christ. So last night I was driving the church van. I have no clue what was going on in the back, but Brian, and he probably knows what was going on back there. I was focused on the road. But I have a van of 15 guys. They were excited. So keep conversation as it becometh the gospel of Christ, right? Got to make sure you keep it going good. Stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the gospel. This is the scripture. Stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the gospel. Right? That's why we're here tonight. We're here to further the gospel of God. Hopefully we're all going to make it to heaven. I think about the brother that spoke in here 2 weeks ago. We did not know it was going to be that quick. And it's pretty, I don't know, shattering, kind of exciting. thinking about he's in glory, he's in heaven right now. If you guys remember, I taught high school last year at Lakewood, and I was just telling my wife this morning that a boy there, his mom is a teacher. I think he's around 15, 16 years old. He died this morning. We all know that Brother Brewer was much older and he had problems, but this young man was very young, was not expecting to die today. So while we're here together, let's work together for the Lord, right? I want you guys to think about that. What can you do to work together? Think about even the chair or the person who's in charge of cleaning the church. What do you call that? The caretaker. We got the grounds caretaker. What can I do to help you? I don't want you to have to do it all, right? I see many of you in here cleaning every service or every night after service. And I really appreciate every effort you guys do. And those of you that are shucking your duties, maybe you could I really want to get back to that. I really want to help. Many years ago, a lot of the young people used to clean out of the songbook racks. Do you guys remember that? No. Okay. I remember. Sister Strelucky remembers. But anyway, that's a lot of work to go through them. So with that, I am finished. I appreciate each one of you here tonight.